we got this order in to wanted three radar operators to meet this airplane at the end of runway at Charleston Air Force Base. Pack your bag and be over there going TDY.
Top secret.
Where are you going? We'll tell you when we get there. What am I going to do? You know, what do they want me for? We'll tell you when we get there. I've lived to know that when you get those assignments of, we'll tell you when you get there and we'll tell you when what to do after you get there, you're really in for some rough sledding, okay? It's not going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
So we stopped all the way down through every radar site between Charleston and all the way to Key West, Florida. I think the name of it is, what, Boca Chica Naval Air Station.
Boca Chica.
They had a old radar site there. The general got off the airplane. I want that radar station up and running tomorrow in 24 hours. He said, I don't think it's so rickety and everything. He said, you just tell this guy right here what you need. We need electricians and we need carpenters. We need a whole bunch of people.
Now, geographically, how far is that from Cuba?
It's about 74 air miles. We went across the runway, and pretty soon here come like 15 pickup trucks with all kind of people and technicians, and we had that radar site up and running by the next morning. You can bet your knickers on that.
My goodness.
All kind of airplanes started coming in, and they were all loaded with ammo and rockets, and started putting airplanes up what we call on CAP, Combat Air Patrol. Had four F-4s up flying around, four slow movers or prop airplanes down the low.
Now, what year was this?
This was back in 61 or 62, something like that.
Uh-huh.
They were going to overthrow Castro. We were just showing, make sure that no airplanes come in and hit the United States.
Right.
But they had contracted out private contractors to fly airplanes in support of a ground force that was going to attack in what become known as the Bay of Pigs.
Mm-hmm.
But to make a long story short, everybody says, you know, time doesn't mean anything, particularly if you have a doctor's appointment. They're always late. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not the only one that's late. When those 650 insurgents hit the beach at the Bay of Pigs, 425 of them got killed right where they landed. And 1 hour later, here come the Air Force in that was going to support them in the landing, okay? An hour late. Why was that? Guys flying the airplane were Eastern time zone, and the guys on the ground were in the Central time zone, okay?
Uh-huh.
In the military, we always use Zulu time, which is the same time all over the world.
Right.
GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, is what it's based on. But these guys hadn't coordinated the time in different time zone, so 425 of them got killed on the beach, left 225 of them, which President Kennedy had to ransom out of prison, okay? True story. 2 weeks later, after this went down, we got a new CIA director.
Mm-hmm.
Also, two three-star generals retired. He did not take kindly to failure. And them cats got off the government payroll.